responsibility. You say not separating, but liberating?
Not liberating.
I didn't understand your
Could you repeat your question?
Yeah. Many people say that members of the International Krishna Consciousness Society are being cut off from work in the world, and therefore their contributions to the world being lost to the world. And I wondered how you felt about that.
Yes. But that misunderstood.
That is true?
Misunderstood.
Misunderstood.
The difficulty is they do not understand on which platform we are working.
How would you describe that platform?
That's just like you or me or anyone. This living condition is one platform. And when I or you are dead, there is another platform. Generally, people are working on the bodily concept of platform.
What kind of concept?
Bodily.
About walking on the pier.
We are working on the spiritual platform. This class, what is the distinction between a dead man and a living man? There is some distinction.
Right.
So, those who are working on the bodily platform, they are working on the dead platform.
Does that involve a majority of the people, or...?
Anyone. But it is a little difficult to try to understand. Because this body, so long the living force is there, the body is important. Do you follow it or not? This body is important how long? So long the life is there.
Sure. What I'm trying to get at is you say...
You understand. Just try to understand me. That this body is important. So long life is there.
Right. I agree with that.
So, this body minus life, what is the value?
Well, whatever.
This body minus life, what is the value?
No value.
So, we are working on that platform where the life is there.
Yeah.
And people in general, they are working on the platform of the thought.
On the platform of, on the dead platform, you say people in general?
Body is dead. Body is dead, just like your heart. It is dead, always. Either on your body or on the, hanging on the hanger.
Your shoes.
Your heart and coat.
Yeah.
Is it not?
My shirt and coat are dead.
Then is it not dead?
Right.
Similarly,
but my body is not dead.
The body is not because the living force is there.
Right.
So,
but people in general, you say, are walking on the dead platform in live body?
Working. Yes.
Working.
Working. or working on the dead platform in live bodies.
Dead bodies.
Is that correct?
He Prabhupada explained to you previously that those who identify in the bodily concept because the body itself is dead without the soul is considered the dead platform. Because the body itself without the soul is dead, whereas we're concentrating on the platform of life, the life within the body, the soul. That is the platform of life.
Well, is that what makes the people make this distinction between the life you are leading and the life of the world?
We are working in different platforms.
Uh-huh.
We are working on the life platform. And there are people that are working on the death platform.
And so, in a sense, the movement involves a rejection of the general world activity and separation from
it. Not rejection. It's that your path. Your path is important so long it is moving. But if it does not move, then what is the importance of the path? Motor car.
Not it's not in use, it's serving no purpose.
Yes. Similarly, if you simply concentrate on the car without any attention to the car driver, then what is your knowledge?
It takes both, the car and the driver.
Yes,
right.
car is important. So long it is moving. And when it is not moving, it has no importance. It is lump of matter. So the car, in both the conditions, while moving and not moving, it is lump of matter.
Does that mean that the general world's activities are like a non-moving car, a lump of matter?
Yes.
And that's why the Krishna movement is appears to be separate from the world. Is that the proper word?
Yes.
How would you put that?
Yes.
How would you put that?
We're also utilizing the car, but our attention is on the life principle. Not on the jet metal.
Yes.
Appears to be separated. That's the way you
get it.
Well, is it separated?
It is always separated.
It's always
separated. There is a driver and the car. They're always separated.
I'm talking about the movement from the secular world.
That's why I understand the analogy. The car and the driver is always separated. The driver is not car, neither the car is the driver.
Well, is the Krishna movement the driver?
I am being Krishna. First of all, try to understand the analogy. There is car and there is the driver.
Right.
That car is always different from the driver. And the driver is always different from the car. Is it not?
Absolutely. Car can drive itself.
So if you take attention of the car and you do not know anything about the driver, then what is your knowledge?
I didn't quite get the question.
Pay attention to the car without paying attention to understanding who the driver of the car is. What is the driver? And what is the use of your knowledge? In other words, the driver is the living entity or the soul, and the car is this body, the material elements of this material world, including the body. So without understanding who you are, who are the living entity within the body, or the driver within the car, and what is the use of your knowledge of the material elements without understanding who you are?
Well, Since this dichotomy appears to be the case, I mean, that there is the movement is sort of cut off from the world in general, does that not deprive the world of the service, of the usefulness of the...
If you do not understand what is the movement, then how you can give your verdict like that? But so try to understand what is this movement.
The Hare Krishna movement, the Krishna consciousness.
What is that Krishna movement? That Krishna movement is just like to understand the driver.
Krishna movement is meant to help people to understand the spiritual knowledge of who they actually are. That is where our movement is dedicated to. We're not dedicated for our own...
What is the purpose of the movement?
The purpose of the movement is to know who is the driver of the car.
To know who is the driver of the
car? Of the car.
And who is that?
That is we are contributing. People are in ignorance about his own identification. Who is he? He's thinking he's dead body. That is misconception.
There is no way to identify the driver of the car, then.
Oh,
no. Still, this is a difficult subject matter. I'm speaking to you, still you feel difficulty. It is a little difficult subject matter. So there is a car and driver, you see what? And understand this analogy, the car and the driver. So who is important? The driver is important, the car is important. Both combined together, giving a service, the car is moving. But if they are separated, who is important? The car is important and the driver is important.
I don't know how I'm going to get the point you're making there across.
The point is that
if the car and the driver are separated, the car is useless, the driver is a person.
Right? Yes. Right. Yeah. Yes. And the driver is important.
The driver is always important. Right.
Within the car or without the car?
Without the car. And if he's a chauffeur driving a car load of people, then he becomes less important. The people are primarily the ones that are important. You're in the car.
That's what I'm trying to understand. The car is moving with the help of the driver. So, the driver and the car are always different identity. So finally, car is dead. The driver do not work. With the car. But the driver is important, within the car or without the car.
So the soul is important with this body or without this body. But the body without the soul is simply fertilizer, like you said. It's dead, useless. So our mission is to educate people about the driver, about the soul, within the body.
And people are generally working on the body.
People are generally working on the body.
Yes.
And that's
when we are working on the driver of the body. That is the difference.
Working on the driver of the body. Yeah. On the spirit, right?
Yes, on the spirit soul. And because they do not know what is the difference between the soul and the body, they cannot understand what is our contribution.
But because they do not understand the difference of the soul and the body. That's why they don't understand what you are contributing.
I'm going to give you a transcript.
Do you think that...
We are trying to give enlightenment about the driver of the car. because the driver of the car is always important, either on the car or without the car. And people in general, they are giving importance on the car only. They have no knowledge of the jet. The car requires petrol, and the driver requires nice food. The people in general, when they see that we are not giving petrol to the driver, they are surprised.
When they see that you are not giving a roll to the driver?
Petrol.
Oh, petrol. Oh.
They think that petrol is the food of the driver.
In other words, satisfy the body does not satisfy the person within the body.
That's what they mean to say. At all, they are not giving petrol to be or eating. But the man's eatable is not the petrol.
I would like to ask you another question, Your Grace.
You have understood this part.
Okay.
Have you understood this part?
You understood the analogy.
I suppose what you're saying is that the driver is the spirit of man.
Yes.
And that the car is his physical functioning.
That's right. The car requires petrol. Does it mean the driver also requires petrol?
You mean the spirit? Food? Does the spirit require food?
This analogy. The driver's food is different from the
body food.
Power of the motor car. The motor car without petrol cannot work. Similarly, the driver without food cannot work. But the food of the driver and the power of the motor car differ.
The needs of the body and soul are different.
So we are supplying the needs of the soul. And they are supplying the needs of the motor car. That's what they find difference. They are thinking, they are not supplying petrol to this man. For eating. That is the difference. They are crying, or they are not giving petrol for eating to the driver.
Actually, we're giving all those things as well.
Yes. We're giving everything. Driver's food and the car's power. But they see that why they're wasting time giving food to the driver. They think that petrol is the food of the driver as well as the car. They do not know that the food of the driver is different from the petrol or the car. Don't understand the analogy.
Well, I gather what you're driving at is that bodily food is different than
these
metals, whether reading, intellectual food, spiritual food, and all kinds of body. We take in all kinds of things, information. Ideas.
Yes.
This is the kind
of ideas. That is a fact.
This is one
fact. But you driver, you must have your food. Otherwise, you'll die.
I'm looking at you. That's taking in a certain amount of information.
You cannot drive the car without food.
they had to, all kinds of material, information that you had to have to survive, to get down the sidewalk without running into the building. You've got to see the wall.
Someone said exactly that he, the person, thinks that he's the car. The driver, if he thinks wrongly that he's the car, then his life is spoiled.
So someone identifies too closely with the body, then his life is spoiled.
If he identifies with the body too much, his life will
not too much
at all.
He should know that he's different from the car. That is real knowledge. And if he identifies himself with the car, then he's a fool.
Well, is he supposed to love, care about, and honor the body in the physical world,
and to
see that it, see the physical world as
important? This goal, you are taking care of it. But if you think that you are poor, then you are doomed.
If you use the body, you should take care of it. But if you think that you are the body, then you're doomed. Then it's foolishness. But you naturally take care of the body, but you still don't identify with it.
Well, you know, Your Grace, the spiritual quality is an important part of life, of course.
Yes. Otherwise, the animal.
Yeah.
If the man does not understand the value of his spiritual quality, then he is no better than the dog. The dog does not know.
What do you think of Jimmy Carter?
Jimmy Carter is a presidential candidate.
I do not. What is his name? I do not.
Not yet.
Not
aware of it.
Not sure about politics.
Well, isn't that, that's part of what I'm thinking about, that you and your movement tend to separate people from concern with what's going on in the world. Like that's a presidential election and Jimmy Carter is the Democratic candidate. But I mean, this is a disregard for what's going on in the world. Isn't that an example of it?
No, the thing is that there are many presidents. Before, what is his name on this?
He's not president.
Ford
is president.
Ford is. So what improvement you have done by having this president or that president? What improvement you will make? Unless some false promise, that's all. What is the improvement? You have changed so many hundreds and thousands of presidents. And what is the improvement? About spiritual knowledge.
How much is everything spiritually?
How's that?
He's saying everything spiritually. What is the improvement spiritually of all this investment? Do they have religion not care?
We do not care about the president.
I don't know. We take care. But we take, because they care more for the spiritual than the body. That is our basic principle.
Well, do you think most of the Hare Krishna members will vote in the election in November?
That doesn't mean.
He's asking if you think that they will vote. Our members
will they vote? Will they participate in the election? Or will they register and vote? Do you think?
Personally, I never did.
Never voted. You're a citizen, however, aren't you? A U.S. citizen?
Permanent.
Well, will they follow your example and not vote?
I do not know, but our principle is that I vote for this man or that man. So, what is spiritual benefit? That is all.
If he was Krishna conscious, then you might vote.
When they vote, it was so
good. If the politician is God conscious, then we'll support him.
Vote for this man or that, what spiritual difference would it make? Is that right?
As long as the candidate is not God conscious, it won't make any difference which way we vote. But if he's God conscious, then.
Well, would he have to be a Christian movement to be God conscious?
Would the candidate, in order for the candidate to be God conscious, would he have to be part of the Hare Krishna movement?
Then he must know his signs.
Must know his signs.
Signs. His
to be God signs. To be God conscious, you must.
That's a great sign.
Huh?
That's a great sign.
Great sign.
How's that?
In order to understand God, it is a great science.
Well, do you need to be involved in the Krishna movement to be God conscious?
No, you may take part in the movement or not, but you must know the science.
You mean the
movement is preaching?
Bhagavad Gita, you must know that or what?
Not Bhagavad Gita or anything, but even that, just like a book, mathematics. It may be written by different men, but one must be a mathematician.
Well, I think what Bowley was saying that is if a Krishna consciousness member were running for an office, then you would get out and vote for him, that he would be God conscious.
Yes.
But I'm trying to ask, does he have to be Krishna conscious involvement in order to be God?
And everyone should be Krishna conscious.
Huh?
Everyone should be Krishna conscious. Not only the president or not president. Everyone. That is the objective of human life. He must know himself, what he is.
Now that leads up to another question I wanted to ask you. Do you think that one of the attractions of Krishna consciousness is the rather exotic unusual customs in the West? I mean, these customs are unusual in the West. So then they have a sort of exotic fascination.
Ignorance is both in Western and Eastern. It is the ignorance of the human society.
Well, do you think it's the fact that it's an Eastern, mysterious Eastern religion has an appeal to American
life? You bring Eastern religion, Western religion. It is a science. 2 + 2 is equally important, both in East and the West.
Well, it originated in the East, it hasn't been customary in the West. And
it originated just like the sun rises in India first. That does not mean the sun in America and sun in India is different. The sun is the same sun. It may appear first in the Eastern sun. But that sun does not belong either to the east or the west, and the eastern.
Well, do you think that the eastern sun, meaning Hare Krishna, is appropriate in a culture that has a different religion tradition?
It is ignorance, right?
You know, the Jewish biblical Christian tradition is traditional in the west. The Hindu tradition.
I never say that Jews are Christian or Hindu or Muslim.
We are Hindus.
We do not belong either to the Hindus or Christian or Jews. We belong to Krishna or God. Krishna means God.
Yeah, but you use the Hindu scriptures.
That is another thing. It's like we say the sun Surya, and you say the sun. But the subject matter is the same. You say the sun in the sky has SUN, the sun. And we say in India, Surya. S-U-R-Y-A. So the name may be different, but the object is the same.
In other words, do you think the India originated religion serves its particular purpose in the Western society? I mean, is it a particular value in a rather technological society, the Indian tradition?
Generally speaking, everywhere is identifying his body as the self. It does not mean east or west. This is ignorance. Wherever there is ignorance, one identifies himself to the body. This is ignorance. It may be in the east or in the west, it doesn't matter.
Well, can a self exist without a body?
No.
Huh? I mean, can a man
can exist?
I mean, you say that that people identify themselves, the body, as the self.
Yes.
And that that's ignorance to identify the self with the body.
That I've already explained. That the driver.
But does that mean a sort of a rejection of the body as unimportant?
Not rejection.
The body is important to the self, isn't it?
Yeah. That's right. That we have already explained. The driver and the car are two different identities.
Oh.
Is it not?
No.
But the driver can exist without the car. And the car without the driver has no value.
Well, in that sense, in keeping with that analogy, can the self exist without, does the self exist without the body in this world?
Oh, yes.
In this life?
Yes. Life is always there.
As a spirit, apart from the body.
Yeah.
Well,
that is the ideal life.
The goal.
That is the goal. When the soul lives without this material body, that is his liberated life. Just like the criminal, he can live within the jail and without the jail.
Yeah.
But he's thinking wrongly that without jail he cannot live. But his life without jail is real life.
That reflects the old Hindu view that. Or at least the Eastern religious view that to leave this.
We are bringing Hindu and Muslim view.
I take that back. Anyway, what you're saying is that this life is a jail, and that really the goal is another life, right? Yeah. I mean that this life is a penal prison.
Yeah. Now we have understood.
Well,
this is not a desirable life to live in the jail. Condition.
Well, in other words, it's in a sense to reject or at least to repudiate this life, this world.
Not repudiate, to understand.
That it is not a good life.
It is not a good life, and the world, material world, is false identification with myself.
Well, is it important to try to improve this life so it won't be a prison?
Improve.
Huh?
Improve, to understand that I am not a person of the jail. I am a person of freedom. Long living in the jail, one identifies that without jail I cannot live.
So I hope we all get out of it somehow, some way, either here or there.
But we are trying to educate the prisoners that your life is not perfect within the jail. Your life is perfect without the jail. This is our education.
Life is not perfect in the jail.
Yes. And the person in the jail, they are thinking, what is this? They are not watching for the jail life.
The person in the jail, I didn't get that.
Because they cannot understand that there is life after jail. That's so cool. That's there. That they cannot understand that without jail one can live.
So what you're saying is for the persons in the jail, I think these people are not working with life in the jail. So they don't understand what we are doing.
How's that now?
We're not working to keep people in the jail conception of life. Because that's why they cannot understand what we're doing.
You know what I mean? You're not working for the jail life?
To keep people within the conception that life is within the jail.
Right. A man has gone to jail. He's giving education to the prisoner. My dear brother prisoner, this life is not good. You become honest. Don't come to the jail. So other prisoners, they're working hard. They're hammering on the bricks. They think that this man is doing not hammering on the bricks, he's stopping us.
I didn't get it.
That's in the prison, the people that have their work is they hammer on bricks.
Yeah.
So if someone comes into the jail and tells the prisoners, you shouldn't be doing this, actually you should become honest and go out of the jail and be free. Mm-hmm. Now if the person's in the jail because they will then may become envious of this person, instead of working hard like us, he's simply talking. They cannot understand the benefit that he's giving them. And they become envious that because he's not working like us, he's nonsense. Do you understand the analogy? It's an analogy. Just like we're coming in the world and telling people to get out of this world, to understand the spiritual world, spiritual side of life. But because we're not working like them, sometimes they misunderstand what is our purpose.
In other words, people should get away from what they're doing in the world.
Yeah. That is the end life.
Huh?
Oh.
that they really shouldn't concentrate so completely on the world.
So long you are in the jail, you have to work according to the principle of the jail.
Yeah.
But you must know that jail life is not good.
You may work within the material world, but you have to understand that the purpose is to get out of the material world.
Well, are your Christian members out of the out of jail?
Well, some of us are watching like the hammer man, brick hammer.
Yeah.
But that does not mean he does not understand.
But
all our world is in the jail.
But it's all on
in freedom. He has to work like that. By force. But that is not his proper work. He has got a different work outside the jail. Or in his freedom life.
Well, what people are saying about the members of the Christian Society is that they are not doing the jail work.
That I have already expressed. The prisoner who is hammering the bricks, he is thinking that this man is simply instructing that you have a different life outside the jail. He is not hammering on the bricks. Therefore he is surprised. How is that he is not hammering like me?
This requires,
in other words, he's not participating in jail life.
Yeah.
He's educating them.
What's he doing?
He's educating.
He's trying to show them a different way?
Not different way. He's educating different.
They can understand what they're doing, what they're supposed to be doing.
He's educating them to what? That this jail life is no good?
Yes.
That the jail life is no good?
Yes.
But then is that man that's hammering the bricks, is he going to quit hammering the bricks too?
Yeah. He may not have a hand. He's giving instruction. Describe how he was invited in Ahmedabad jail to give some instruction.
Yeah.
So I'm not hammering on the bricks.
Yeah.
Because I was in the jail.
Yeah. Giving instruction.
Yeah. I'm meant for giving instruction. Huh. I'm not meant for hammering on the bricks.
Well, then once you get this...
So the person who is hammering on the bricks, he thinks that this man is simply God.
Yeah. That's why he thinks that the Christian people are separate. Yeah.
Draw him in the business of hammering bricks.
All right. Get
that
it.
That is the difference.
That's the difference. Well, what I'm talking about is when he's
thinking that he's not contributing in hammering the bricks.
But when you're deciding...
But he does not know this hammering on the bricks is not a very good business.
Not a very good business.
He does not know the director who is trying to bring us also in the business of
hammering the bricks.
That is it.
Well, when you get through with the guy instructing the man hammering the bricks, is he going to lay down his hammer too?
No, he doesn't require. He
may continue hammering, but his knowledge will be complete. He'll be still have complete understanding.
He must know that this hammering is my punishment. He knows that this hammering is not my business, it is my punishment.
That is knowledge.
When a prisoner understands that this hammering business is not my real business, it is my punishment.
Isn't that a rather negative way to look at life?
Why negative? It is a fact. That is a positive understanding. Why do you take negative? If you are suffering, and if you say, if I say, don't suffer, is that negative or that is positive?
You're suffering and I tell you don't suffer. It may sound negative, but actually it's positive.
Yeah, it's positive. But then
why is work in the world necessarily suffering? It's a mixture of pain and joy, but it's negative to look on
therefore, as work,
huh?
Therefore, envious of the Krishna conscious man. They do not see that these people, they are not hammering like us.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, they are thinking that there is no contribution of hammering.
Yeah.
They think hammering is real business.
That's pretty good. I think the world, I think people understand the analogy. They think hammering. The business. What do you think is business? The world thinks hammering is real business.
Yeah, so our business is to educate them that your hammering business is not your life. Your freedom is real business.
Freedom is what?
Real business.
I'm sure you've heard or read about these claims by these parent groups that claim that the para-Krishna movement members are sort of controlled by intensive indoctrination, brainwashed, they call it, you know, by getting up and having the 2 hours or three of chanting in the morning and the prayer beads constantly and the group life, that they're sort of controlled and denied their freedom. What do you say about that?
Well, it is due to misunderstanding. Do not understand what kind of preaching, what kind of education they're giving. They're giving education how to become free from the hammering business in the jail. They think hammering business and keep oneself within the jail is a real life. Because they have been accustomed to that. And when we feel that hammering
but to keep within the jail is not your real business. The real business is freedom. Naturally, they find contradiction. And they think that we are doing something against their business. That is the deal.
Like doing something against what?
Their business.
But in other words, you think there is there not something to this idea of brain of being spiritually controlled or spiritually
control.
Directed?
Control.
Well, what are you calling it?
Controlling one from coming to the jail. If you give good instructions to a man, that don't become criminal, don't come to the jail, don't be engaged in the amending business, it appears negative, but that is positive.
You tell somebody good not to do something that's bad for him, it's positive for him.
That is a positive light. When the physician says to a person that don't eat like this, then you increase your diabetes. Don't eat this. Don't eat starch. Don't eat sugar. So, people may think he's simply giving negative. But that is his positive life. They misunderstand.
I guess when you started out down here in Greenwich Village in 1965, you didn't have any idea that your movement was going to become the rather block.
You aren't
leaving this country for good. You're a permanent resident, right?
Who says?
I don't know. I just heard that somewhere.
Well,
I don't know. Somebody saying that you.
How can I answer this? Somebody mad, not myself.
I'm just checking it out, that there's nothing to it, huh?
I'm tuning all this.
Where is your main home?
My home is back to home, back to Godhead.
It's where?
Back to Godhead.
Who's God?
That is my real home. That means every temple is my home.
Did you work out the spiritual disciplines for the group yourself? I mean, about the morning chanting and the recital of the 2,000 Hare Krishnas a day. And did you work those out yourself?
Still I'm working.
Still working on those principles, on those disciplines.
Yeah, I love this man. Yeah.
He's saying, did you think of these things yourself?
Did you
chant on the beads and follow the program in the morning? Have you made these up yourself?
No. This is the disciplic process.
Who originated those steps?
This is bank in the morning.
And in the morning.
Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, you'll find Tatatam Kirtan Tangmam Tatam Tastam Jiram. Find that this.
Well, I understand you do a lot of work translating, and if you only sleep 2 hours a day. Is
that all? 2 hours, I sleep about 4 hours.
Four hours.
Tatatam Kirtan Tangmam.
Satsang kiti yan so mam yikan sastra dudibataha namashyam sastra mam bhakta nitya yukta pasisai. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion.
So this was spoken 5,000 years ago, and we are doing the same thing.
Well,
now your answer is there.
You didn't invent it. I guess, of course. It derived from the Vedic
scripture. Yeah. What am I doing? What is authorized? That is the principle or spiritual understanding.
what I was trying to ask you a while ago, do you think that these particularly Vedic disciplines and spiritual principles and
all Vedic
concentration on the spirit instead of the body has a particular usefulness in Western society nowadays? Is it
useful for every human being? If the Western society thinks that they are not human beings, that is another.
Or this is the business of human life.
What's your view of Judaism and Christianity?
I have not studied it. But the reason it is meant for making the soul free from this bodily condition. That is first class reason. Otherwise it is simply waste of time.
Any religion that
gives facility
emphasizes making this us free from the bodily condition.
Yes.
That's the first class religion.
Yes.
I don't think Judaism and Christianity do that.
I do not know that.
And they consider the body very important.
Again, you come to the test. Body is important so long as the soul is there. The car is important, but so long as it's moving.
They cherish the physical, you know, the world itself. And
That is ignorance. We have got students from every community, from Jewish community, from Christian community, from Mohammedan community, from Buddhist community, from Hindu community, everywhere. Because the knowledge is for everyone. It doesn't matter whether he is Jewish, Christian, or two class equal to four is good for everyone. It is not that two class two is good for the Christian, not for the Jews. Gold is gold.
I didn't get that.
The principle of, say, 2 plus 2 equals 4,
yeah,
the same for a person whether he's Christian, Jewish, Mohammedan, or whatever. Yeah. Just in the same way that gold is gold. Gold always has its value in any situation.
You cannot say, because gold is in the hand of a Mohammedan, it is Mohammedan. Or if it is in the hand of Christian, it is Christian gold. Gold is gold.
Right.
In anyone's hand. You cannot designate it.
Who's got the gold?
Everyone has got the gold.
Who has the gold?
Everyone has got the gold. But they're not in awareness. That's what is that gold.
Everyone has the gold.
Yeah.
They're simply unaware that they have it. Everyone is originally Krishna conscious or God conscious. What Prabhupada is doing is making people aware of it, that it's within them, within their heart.
Well, are there other paths to awareness of spirit consciousness other than the Krishna consciousness path?
But how can I say that is your subject matter? You study both of them and see.
What is your view?
Huh?
What is your view? Are there other paths to spirit consciousness?
There is. Very elaborate.
There are, but not very what?
Elaborate.
Not very
scientific.
Not very good.
Not very elaborate.
Elaborate.
Well, is Krishna consciousness very elaborate?
Yes.
By elaborate, you mean effective.
Scientific.
You mean effective by elaborate?
Effective also.
I mean, is that the proper synonym for elaborate?
Yes.
These are some of our books that Prabhupada has published.
We are explaining this science in so many books. It is open to everyone.
That's quite a library.
This is the end. There's another 40 volumes after this.
Are all of these translations that you've made, Your Grace? I don't blame you for sleeping only 4 hours a night. I tell you, just to produce a half a dozen books in a lifetime is quite a job, you know.
It is very difficult.
Yeah.
And I have already produced 80 books.
80?
80 books.
80?
80. 8-0.
Translations of the Vedic scripture.
And commentary.
And all world scholars, professors, universities, they're receiving. So nice.
We have standing orders for all Prabhupada's books that he has now and in the future, all over the world, in all the leading universities.
Mm-hmm.
And the professors are using them as texts.
Yes.
We have hundreds of letters.
Well, you know what I've heard?
You can see some of the list.
What I've heard some Hindu professors say is that the Hinduism is such a complex and profound religion, and that the Krishna consciousness members are very superficial about it. They simply go through these disciplines and really don't involve themselves in the. They take a superficial version of Hinduism.
Huh? That may be Hindu religion, but we do not belong to any religion. That may be true for the Hindu religion, what the professor has said, but we do not identify with any religion. We are different from any religious system.
But the scriptures are the same, the Vedic scriptures, the Hindu scriptures.
No, Hindu religion, of course, the scripture is the Vedic principle, but the word is not Vedic. The word Hindu is not Vedic word.
Hindu is not
It's a popular
Sanskrit. It's a popular general.
Veda, Veda, that is real, the word. But they have taken it in a different way. Actually, the Hindu, this name is given by the Neva and Mahavira. There is a river called Sindhu. That river is still there. It is now in Pakistan. So, outside the border of India, the Mahavirans, they used to call the inhabitants of the neighborhood of that river Sindhu, Hindu. Because they pronounce S as H. So this is the origin. So Hindu is a title given by the Mahavira never. It is not found in the Vedic
mind. I see. That's like most religious names derived quite often out of ridicule or scorn. Like the Quakers, that was originally a scornful title of scorn. And Methodists, they were the methodical ones, that was the title of the story. The Baptists were the...
And yes, Vedic principle is called varnasam. Observing the principle of four varnas. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, it is a very long span. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, this is called varna. And brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyasa, this is called asana. So, the Vedic civilization is called varnasam dharma, not Hindu dharma. This is later contribution of the so-called scholars.
Well, I thank you very much for your time, Your Grace, and I'm glad I finally got acquainted with you. I missed you in Brooklyn.
Huh?
I missed you in Brooklyn. I came over there and you were in the backyard. I think you were asleep or having a back rub or something, so I didn't get to see you.
Yes,
good to catch you this time, and I hope to see you again.
The family put the matter properly because people misunderstand on account of their ignorance. They misunderstand our new movement.
What are their main misunderstandings?
Oh, these bodily concepts, they are thinking that they are body. I am Arjun, I am Christian, I am American, I am Eastern, I am Western, all bodily concepts.
You mean about the little Eastern, the Western?
Eastern, Western, that is also bodily concept. Why they are thinking Eastern, Western? Everyone is human being.
Well, what is it that they particularly misunderstand about the movement?
They do not understand that we are talking on the spiritual platform. And they are on the material, bodily platform. Therefore, they find contradiction. One has to be little sober to understand this movement. Then what platform we are sitting? They are accustomed on the same example, hammering the bricks. And when they see others, they are not hammering the bricks, they think they are different. They cannot understand that life can be without hammering the bricks. For me, in the Bhagavad Gita, the word mura, that has been explained by Bhishma Chakrabarti, Puris, this mura, they cannot understand.
I'm going to have to go back and hammer a few bricks. Been a pleasure. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your getting out. I hope to see you again sometime.
Yeah.
Good day.
So we can